Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anime, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we have Mary Parks with us tonight. Welcome, Mary. We're excited to have you.
Hello, I'm very excited tonight.
We're glad to have you.
Bill's going to start you out with the first question tonight, and then we're going to get going here.
First question, when and where did you first get saved?
Okay, so there was actually three times in my life that I met Jesus. The first time, I was 6 years old. I remember it vividly. It was in Florida in our mobile home we had. I asked Jesus into my life. That's when I actually knew, I was like aware that there was, like I knew the meaning between, you know, Jesus and who he was and that he died for our sins and stuff. And the second time was when, it was right after my father died. It was in this town. Eddie Smith had a revival. And I got baptized at the pool. I don't know what apartments they were, but I got baptized. And I asked the Lord again to come into my heart. That was another, I probably did it a few times in between then, but that was like another true, a true time. And then the third and final time was when I believe I was either 31 or 32. I think I was 32. Was when I gave that final surrender. It was in my bedroom. I was on my knees. I asked the Lord to come into my heart. I told him I was finished. I was through. I told him I can't do nothing without you, Lord.
Amen.
I haven't been the same since then. There was so many things that happened after that. We can get into that like later, but it was, he showed up and showed out after that. It was it was unbelievable.
Amen. Praise God.
It really was.
Total surrender moment.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. 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 How about your testimony? Would you like to share with us, Mary?
Yes. So I've always known the Lord, like I said, ever since I was a wee girl. So I actually, when I was, you know, I got married when I was, how was I, 20, and I had my boy. I was 21 or 22, and then after I started taking seizures, taking migraines, and the doctors couldn't find out what was wrong. You know, they prescribed me medications, which fell into me later on down the road having an addiction to that medication, which led into a spiral out of control. And in the same breath, I, you know, got addicted to diet pills. And then when I was a teenager, a little bit younger, and then kind of all throughout my life, I dealt with bulimia and body dysmorphia, which was, a lot of people didn't know about that. But I felt I would share because I think there's a lot of people that deal with that and need to heal from that, because I do think that's a spirit, and I do think that's something that's, it's just bad. It's unhealthy, which
it
we
is.
Know.
That's right.
But, you know, I just do think that should be talked about a lot more.
Amen.
But what brought me to where I'm at today was that surrendering part I told you about when I had that, you know, Jesus moment. It was a time in my life. My husband was in prison. I had nothing left. I was on my bedroom floor, and I called out to the Lord, and I said, this is all I have, Lord, and all I want is you. I said, I'm done. I'm done with everything. I said, just please, just help me, Lord. Help me. And I said, just come into my heart, Lord. I said, be my Lord and Savior. Save me from basically the monster that I've become, this person that I hated. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror anymore. I had no friends. I had nothing left in my life. And the friends that I did have in my life really weren't friends. So, and then the next day, a real friend showed up, and that was sent from God and saved my life, literally.
Praise God.
I'm sitting in my house and I'm on my phone and I see a post from Mary Reed, and she's doing the prayer walk things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do the prayer walk with her and, you know, join the girls and do that. I went down and I did it. It was every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for, I think, 2 years. Mm-hmm. But in my prayer when I was praying, I said, I was asking for other, you know, things. And I said, Lord, can you please send me friends? Can you send me something to do, like a ministry, something that I can, you know, be useful for?
Right, right.
And I don't want, you know, just any friends. I want godly friends. I want mm-hmm. friends that I can talk to about what I'm going through. I can talk to about what I'm going through with my kids, that I can just relate to. And it took 2 years of doing that and praying that prayer
mm-hmm.
And doing that walk. And then in our little group chat, the thing came up. We're doing the Bible study of growing in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to join, I didn't even know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right on board. I was anything to do. I was like, I'm going to do it.
Right, right.
We're available.
Yes, I was Amen. Like, send me the link, please. And yes, they sent me the information. I joined. What a lifesaver. The girls on there were amazing. They are amazing. And not only that, it hooked me up with women that was going through the same thing mm-hmm. I was going through, mm-hmm. not only with my kids, but just other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I never would imagine that there'd be women on there that would ask me for help or ask me to pray for them.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Or, you know what I mean? And because at the time, after that happened, when I had my God moment and I surrendered and all that happened, I said, I'm shaking right now because I'm just thinking back, and I was like, I just want to share my testimony, and I can't believe that I'm like sharing it right now.
Amen.
It's just, I'm shaking. I said, I just want to share my testimony. I want to help other girls. And there's been so many people on there and women that I've told my testimony to or shared my story with.
Amen.
That's been just like me or has went through the same thing
right,
as me.
Right.
Like God answered them prayers. It took like a little while. Your first, your person on there, like a normal,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like a person that studies and does the
right,
things.
Right.
And, you know, it's not if they like you, but it's like if you get so far, they'll ask you to be like a leader,
mm-hmm.
and then you have your own little group.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was like, of course, I want to be a leader.
Yes,
and then I've had my own little group for, I don't want to lie, I don't know how long it's been. I don't think it's been a year. I think it's been.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's been a while, I know, but it's been a while now. But the thing that I love, though, it's hooked me up with other friends that I haven't, that I used to be friends with when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
That, it's been amazing. Other things that it's led for me through is when I was going through when I was having my boy Christian. I don't want to cry.
It's okay.
Amen.
We were I was having my boy Christian, and we were going through the stuff with my girl, and it's hard. Like, it was such a different experience because the person I was with my boy, like when that happened,
mm-hmm.
and the person I am with my girl when that happened was completely different.
Right.
Because I knew, I still know with my boy, like, mm-hmm. it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But with my girl, I was like, I know it's going to be okay. It was like the devil thought that, like, you know, this is going to happen and you're going to, like, take a breakdown. You're going to, you know, you're going to lose control. And I didn't. I was like,
amen.
I couldn't believe, like,
praise God.
And still to this day, like, I don't. they don't bother me.
Well, you're a girl now with your word and your experiences, and you're a different girl now.
Yeah, like the diagnoses and like everything. And yes, I have my, I'll have my days where I'm like frustrated, like we all are.
Right.
And stuff like that. And I'll be like, gosh, you know what I mean? Like, can they go to bed or something? Because they have days where they don't sleep
you're
and
tired.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and like, yeah, the day was hard with the diagnosis, that because I knew I was going to cry, and I did, but then I shook it off, and I was like, you know, God has
it's
her.
Okay to cry.
God
has
my boy. It's fine.
Yes.
But I just thank God. I was like, I can't believe the person God has made me. I can't believe how much I've grown.
I was thinking to myself when you was talking and saying that, you know, girls would talk to you and you were able to help them and stuff, that God took something that the enemy meant to destroy you and he turned that around for the good, not only of you and your family, but all these people that now you're connecting with. Yeah. And I was thinking in that, Growing in the Word is the name of your group and stuff. Another question I wrote down is, how important then, because you're in these groups and these studies and all the, do you think it is to spend time in God's Word and spend time with God? How important is that to you?
Oh, it's absolutely 100% important, especially when you're young. Mm-hmm. It's very important because that was something that I didn't do when I was young. You
with
know what
a lot
I mean?
Of us,
that I kind of ignored and put on the back burner, and I think that's where the enemy comes in, likes to attack. Yeah, especially in your mind and stuff like that. So it's 100% important.
Absolutely.
Even if you get, like, I was reading this thing. It's long, though. It's in here. Mm-hmm. But, because this, my Bible's like the spiritual warfare Bible. Mm-hmm. But even if you just find time in the morning, like when you're going to do things. My time is when I'm, like, after the kids are up off at school and stuff like that. And I have my time in the morning.
Yes.
And I'm by myself because I'm not by myself any other time. It's like a joke. I can't even go to the bathroom by myself.
So you're busy. You're a mommy. You got a lot going on.
The door's to the wall.
So,
That time, if you can just find a time when you drop the kids off at school.
Whenever that time is,
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Amen.
And, you know, or even when, like, praise and worship, you put your
music
on, and do it that way. It doesn't matter.
I did that the other morning, and yes, I understand that completely.
But another wee thing I want to share with you was I have this book here, and in this, Alicia Simpson did this thing. I think it was last year, and it was 365. It was for a prayer a day.
Yes, I remember seeing that. Yes.
And I did it, but I only got up to 100 prayers.
Yeah, but 100 was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
But it's like for, it's not for like myself. It's other things.
Right.
But I kept, like I continue to do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like I pray over it and stuff like that. But I wanted to bring it because I counted before I got here to see. The last time I checked this, 16 prayers have been answered.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
And
Jesus.
Today, 31 have been answered.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen.
On this thing.
Good.
That's wonderful, Mary.
So I would encourage anybody to do that. Write down your prayers as much as you can.
Amen.
And then in a few months, go over them.
That's
you'd
good,
be
we forget.
Amazed.
We forget. That's good.
You'd
That's
be
good,
amazed.
Mary. Yes.
Just at the wee...
Yes.
Things.
Yes.
God answers.
How good God is. Yes.
Yeah.
God is good.
Well, I got to say, Mary, your testimony very heartfelt.
Amen.
Thank you.
And it's hard to testify.
Yeah.
But your testimony has touched my heart.
Amen. I get very nervous too.
Don't be nervous.
Thank
your
you.
Testimony has touched my heart.
Thank
I
you.
Know it's from your heart. And when I'm looking at you the whole time you're talking, I'm thinking, look what the Lord has done.
Amen.
You're just
Amen.
Not beautiful on the outside, and you always have been.
Thank
but
you.
You're glowing right now
Amen.
With the
Amen.
Beauty of the Lord
That's,
from
I
inside.
Agree.
Thank
I agree.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
And with that, I'm going to throw another question at you. What advice would you like to give for other young women, Mary?
Oh.
Young moms, young wives, young people starting out. What would be your advice?
I would say don't pay attention to whatever anyone else has to say. it
That's
only
good.
Matters what God thinks,
Amen.
Not what everybody else thinks.
Amen.
That's right.
And Yeah, I would just say that and just stay in your word.
Staying in your
word. Good advice.
Amen. That's good advice. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Red Mary? Well, I mean, we don't want to close without letting you.
No, I think I would.
Okay. That's good. That's good, Mary. That's good. You give advice. You you shared a very powerful testimony that I know is going to help a lot of people.
Thank you.
And with that, if you've said everything you want to say, we'll go ahead and close.
I want to thank you for coming on and being bold in the Lord and
amen.
And stepping out and trying to. I know what you're doing. You're trying to say, look, girls.
Yeah.
Everybody's journey is different than someone else's, but we all got something, and you're showing this, and only God can do that. Look where you're at today. Look what God's done, and he's not done with you yet.
Yeah.
No.
He's not done with you yet.
Yeah.
Uncle Bill, you had something.
All I wanted to say to you is, and you've seen the light, and you're rejoicing and glorifying in the power and the love that Jesus has bestowed on you. Wonderful woman of God.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Mary, for being with us.
Thank you.
God bless you.
The more you've went through, the greater your testimony and the greater your love is.
Yeah.
Because that's what makes us realize what the Lord has done.
Amen.
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 Thanks again, Mary. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Amen.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast, and remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you miss. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free, and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.